Hello and welcome to the Short Science Fiction Review with me, John Cronshaw. Today I'm going to be reviewing Bliss by Leah Bobbitt. The story first appeared in On Spec in winter 2004 to 2005. The version I read was in Science Fiction, Best of the Year 2006, edited by Rich Horton. Bliss is a story about addiction, and the main narrative is about a man called Sam, who is a computer engineer, and his older sister called Elizabeth. Now, Elizabeth is addicted to a drug called Bliss, which in the story seems to be at epidemic proportions. The drug causes great happiness with the users, and as they take the drug, they sit in a wide-eyed daze, finding joy and wonder in everything. The story begins with Sam picking up his sister from her boyfriend, and the boyfriend is abusive, so she comes along and she's quite beaten up. She's coming down from drugs, and so he puts it upon himself to be her carer. But there's a bit of conflict there, there's a bit of resistance to this at the same time. Along with this, we get glimpses into the dystopian nature of the future. As part of Sam's job, he's required to take drug tests every single month, and those who are found to be addicted to drugs are carted off by the social services. What I like about this story is it revolves around a discussion of what is happiness, what is value, where can we find happiness, where can we find value, and what makes experience legitimate. And as the story progresses, we find out that the person who does Sam's regular blood tests is also a former researcher into drugs, it seems. And after taking a sample of Elizabeth's blood, he comes back a few days later with a tablet which he claims will alleviate the effects of Bliss, get Elizabeth off the drug, and so Sam replaces these tablets with the new ones. Where this story takes a twist is when Elizabeth spikes Sam's drink. And so Sam takes this new drug. It's a drug that's made to balance out this Bliss experience. And so it has a different effect to what Bliss does. Now, I'm not going to spoil this because I think that this is the area of the story that's most important. But it is really good. It's really well done. Have you read it? What did you think? Let me know. I'm on Twitter. It's at JL Cronshaw. You can follow the show at Short SF Review on Twitter. I'm on Facebook. It's John Cronshaw. That's John without an H. I'm also on Goodreads, so you can follow me on there, see what books I'm reading. If you're enjoying these shows, please leave a review for me on iTunes, let me know what you think. And if you've got any suggestions or feedback, please email me. It's johncronshawauthor@gmail.com. So until next time, cheerio.